Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Michelle Huffman, agricultural economist for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Due primarily to delayed plantings, the 2013 U.S. cotton crop remains slightly behind schedule, according to USDA's Crop Progress Report. As of July 7th, USDA gauged that 51% of the crop had squared, compared to a five-year average of 63%. The most significant lags were reported for Missouri, Kansas, Tennessee, South Carolina, and Georgia. In contrast, Arizona and California report advanced crop progress relative to the five-year average.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In its July 7th report, USDA classified 10% of the U.S. crop as excellent, with 34% rated good. Conditions declined slightly from the previous week, when 9% and 38% were rated excellent and good, respectively. Overall, the current crop ratings are similar to ratings at this time last year.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Despite some recent rains, drought concerns persist in the Southwest. Currently, Texas and Oklahoma report 38% and 37% in the poor, very poor categories, respectively. Overall, Texas crop ratings are similar to the 2012 ratings and in better shape than the 2011 conditions. Complete state-by-state progress is on the NCC's website at cotton.org under the Econ tab.